This is the beginning of accuracy. Our Father in heaven, we thank you this morning for this impartation. You're about to bring us into the heart of what LTMA is all about. May we have hearing ears and understanding the heart. I bless my staff who sit here with me and bless all LTMA members. Thank you for the astonishing truth that you have set before us by being connected with an apostolic source. And we bless that source this morning. And so give us the right words that we may explain this thoroughly and clearly, that each one of the brothers and sisters of LTMA will be able to fulfill their calling and make their connection properly. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. There's a scripture in Acts chapter 4, verse 33. It says, "And with great power give the apostle witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all." That's a powerful scripture. And we're going to talk about the band of brothers of LTMA in a few moments. We're setting some guidelines of what this apostolic source is all about and how to better benefit you as a person, benefit your family and your ministry. So I want to read something that God laid on my heart just to get us together. Number one, this apostolic source is a new adventure from God. What it means, the apostle always been there, but yet in my 40 years of experience, I have not really, had not seen the apostolic source or the apostolic anointing in true action. I think that if you check your record and look at some of the things we're going to speak of today, you will realize yourself that somewhat we have been cheated along the line for centuries and centuries and centuries, not really being able to go to God's original plan, original power, original anointing, original blessing, because of his divine setup has been scarred by man ideals. And so just think about it this morning. I want you to be real mindful and real prayerful and real careful. We're about to go back into a divine setup that I think would correct all ills that we've had in our ministry down through the years. So this apostolic source, you need to make a note of it, because I'm going to talk about that real strong in a few moments. It's a term that that is not normal. And I say again, because we have not had the proper instruction about this. Number two, we must become fully aware of it and submit our ministry to the changes and blessing flows it's about to take us in. So there are some changes that you're going to have to make. You're going to find out some changes you have to make. But if you make those changes, what are you going to do? It's going to put you in a blessing flow, a blessing flow that you have not seen before. And so get ready for that. Get ready for those answers you couldn't get, or those people who wouldn't come. All that are beginning to happen, but you're going to have to change. Number three, in my writing, my own introduction, be grateful to God for connection, direction, and protection. I will say to my staff, they have a covering over them, and they have this connection. Everybody don't have this connection. Everybody's not getting these direction, and everybody don't have this type of covering and protection. I know you got a lot of organizations. You can go join them a dime a dozen. I understand that, but in with my apostolic connection and what I'm learning as an apostle to this region, I want you to be able to operate in an apostolic anointing over your region and begin to stop drugs, stop everything, just stop everything. I'm about to make an attack in my region on everything that is not of God. And so now your family is very important. And I think apostolic, this anointing will enable us to get our family in adjustment and alignment to the truth. I didn't want to go off in this, but I read in the journals all these great men and women of God used over the years, And I got plumb fearful reading that, because their children and everything were dying and rakes and all kind of stuff going on. I know the enemy attack us, but I believe that if we would get ourselves in alignment and adjustment with the anointing properly, we can stop this onslaught of our children not wanting to be in ministry, want to do their own thing. Number four, now this is way beyond material thing, because sometimes people bring material obligation on you. This has nothing to do with the apostolic soul. The honor and appreciation you do for me as your apostle don't obligate me to do nothing. It's just something you're doing. So I want you to understand this. Appreciate this source. Honor it. Take part of it. And the result become, you will become like, be sowing with the eagles. And that's one thing been on my mind for many years. And then number five, and we're going to get into the lesson. Don't take it lightly. Tighten up in every area you can, that you may arise to new dimensions, plural, that your area have never seen before. In other words, I don't care where you are, because the apostolic souls you connected with is in one of the smallest towns that you can lay your eyes on, and backwoods and disgruntled people like you've never seen before, religious to the core. But yet God raised this thing up and made it a blessing to the world. So by your connection, the same thing is true. Now, Leroy Jr. and I was talking, and let me tell you of a danger. Don't be looking for no word to put you on the map like me. I've seen ministers do that, and all they do is destroy their ministry. Everybody is not called to do what I'm doing. If all of us called to do what I'm doing, who gonna be the student? So just flow in your ministry, enjoy what God has benefited you with. Stop breaking your neck for networking. I never made no network. I never did no networking. God always opened a door for me to do what I am doing. I promise you, if you would follow instruction and direction, that the blessing of God will open channels for your ministry like never before. So let's go to work. We talk about the bands of brothers of LTMA, and the introduction said you have four dimensions of truth that will keep LTMA as a band of brothers and an alliance of honorable men. No, two thoughts, band of brothers, and you know, sisters included, and alliance of honorable men. Very important. Secondly, we need to understand this is a time of apostolic prophetic positioning. Apostolic prophetic positioning. Now, this was God's will at all times. This is what God desired to happen, but he had to find a person, then a people, for to carry it out. So my aim is to put your ministry in the spiritual position of apostolic prophetic positioning. And what it is a heaven to earth government being returned to God's original plan. A heaven to earth government being returned to God's original plan. And God's original plan was for the fivefold ministry gift to flow in order with the right government. And that, I think that's why, well, matter of fact, I know that's why we can't get the government right in the church. If the government is not right in the ministry, and the ministries among those in whom God have called, if they are disassembled or they are not functioning in the right order, they have divine order, that's it, divine order, then it causes leaks and it causes Satan to be able to do things in our ministry, hold us back, hold us down, put us in a cycle. In which I declared this morning in the name of Jesus, every ministry in LTMA break out of any cycle that is holding them at a certain level. Take that impartation. That is holding them at a certain level, and that the doors that need to be opened right now, the Holy Spirit is opening those doors. The old complaint, the old trouble, the old stucks, the old problem, that you have been stuck in with this apostolic source is like having 15 Big Mac truck hook it up to one little car that is stuck in the ditch. I hope that explanation can clarify. You know, you see four freight line trucks plus a train hooked up to one little car that is in the ditch, how fast and how far it will snatch it out. And that's when we get this government straight. Now, it is a transitional period also, enabling us to take our churches and ministry out from the spirit of the harlot, H-A-R-L-A-T, hope. And what it called about seeking anything for self. Then Philippians 2:21, if you got your Bible, you got your phone, you got your iPad, you got any kind of contact with God while I'm talking with you, look at that voice. For it's so important for we see this voice, because selfishness and self-seeking and networking and want personal attendance can make you miss the flow of where God is bringing you. It says in Philippians 2:21, for they all seek after their own interests, not those of Christ Jesus. Now, that's one thing about my ministry. I never was self-interested in my ministry. Even though I got all of these accolades around me now, the many 20-something years or something or more, almost 30 years, of peeling and plowing, peeling and plowing, peeling and plowing. So we have to, if we're going to be a part of the brotherhood or sisterhood of LTMA, we have to respect the apostolic source and don't do things that is self-seeking on a disguise that you're flowing with the organization. They got to be broken up. They do it all the time. Who going to be the next vice president? Who going to be the next secretary and all that stuff? That's why I ain't got none of that stuff. I ain't thinking I use our secretary, abusing Dr. Forbes' secretary, and just because I ain't going through all that. I ain't going through this organization or structure that do no more than kill the power of God. All right. Those who choose the concept of the allowance of honorable men will save their churches from error in doctrine. We just went through that. I dug into that grace message. It tried to bring me into error, but the Holy Spirit checked me, and we came right back out. Let me read this one again. Those who choose the concept of the allowance of honorable men will save their churches from error in doctrine and the destruction of relationship in the house. Very important that we understand that. Now, let's look at these four basic truths that are going to band us together the rest of our life throughout eternity as we understand it from an apostolic prophetic point of view. These four truths for band of brothers and allowance of honorable men. Number one, the honor for the apostolic source. Now that apostolic source is new to me. But because of the apostolic anointing I have on my life, I just put it on like a pair of shoes for my side was tailor-made for me. That's number one, the honor for the apostolic source. Now, if you fail this one, just turn in your resignation, because you're not going to be able to go any further. Same with one of your members. If your member fail to honor you and fail to respect you, they just want to turn their credentials in, get their family, get in the car, and go find them somewhere else. That's number one. So you're only doing what you want to happen to you. Secondly, the blessing of covenant relationship. Covenant relationship is one of the most powerful relationships that exists. It's based on blood. And we have to have that in the LTMA. We can't have nothing else but covenant. Thirdly, the undivided focus on purpose and destiny. We got to keep our purpose in place, and we have to keep the destiny that God wants our ministers to have in place. And then number four, is a humdinger to me, because I think this is one of the fallen factors, and I think it's a fallen factor because one, two, and three is not in place. The apostolic source, the honor of the apostolic source is not in place. The blessing of covenant relationship, they don't realize the value of it, and the undivided focus of purpose and destiny instead of going off on some tangent, trying to get something happen, or trying to get somewhere to preach, or trying to get some little episode going yourself. That got to die, because that's going to come. When I was with my spiritual father, when he was on this side of heaven, I had no ulterior motive but to see that he looked good. And I did it for years. And it's just coming back to me now. I did that for years and years. I couldn't get in his audience. I never tried to break in his audience. Finally, one day, he beckoned me and said, come on, go home and eat with me. But I never tried to get up his face. My job was to be a good student, be a good production of his ministry. So the last one is the importance of accurate representation. The importance of accurate representation. Now, we're going to go through those one by one. I don't know how far I'm going to get. I'll probably be about 5 or 6 months imparting this to you. I'm expecting more than information. I'm expecting revelation, demonstration, and impartation, that the rain fall, that the wind blow, that the fire burn while we're talking, because we've got to trust the Holy Spirit. But I really want to deal with the honor for apostolic souls, because I believe in that you're going to have something under your belt that is God's original plan that's going to cause jolt in your ministry and going to shock your ministry into the places in what your gift is designed to be. I think if you be obedient and willing, the Bible says you eat the good of the land. So and when I'm talking about wealth and finances, I can use this scripture: if you only let me help you, if you only obey my mind in your region, in your area, what a great dimension that your ministry is going to play. That's my heart desire. So let's begin to break down an understanding of the honor for the apostolic source. LTMA number one is established on this essential principle of an apostolic source. That's so important for you to understand that your source is apostolic, that is heaven from heaven to earth, that is God's original divine plan, and that whatever heavenly instruction or direction we need, God going to give it to us. Secondly, this is the principle of honor for the primary source of divine supply. On earth, we have the Holy Spirit. We know we have the Holy Spirit. But when it comes down to ministry gift, God divine order, there's a source of divine supply. We have to recognize that our connection, when we ask you to come to tier meetings and ask you to get to as many conferences as you can, we're asking you to get close to your divine supply. This is no act. This is no, it's not about number. It's not about money. It's about a divine plan that God has, a divine source and a divine supply that God is setting us up for. Now, I go back, and may you permit me to go back to my connection, like Elisha was connected to Elijah. I was connected to my prophet or to my spiritual father. And so I was constantly receiving divine supply. That's why I am where I am today. Now, I saw a lot of other ministers. I think it was 250 would watch Elijah and stood off on the side and made fun at him. But he just said, no, I'm going with him. And I did the same thing. I want you to do the same thing. I don't want you to let nobody ever come into LTMA and discourage your flow. I think Dr. Faub can speak up in experience of how God have walked him through his ministry all these years, that many times the enemy tried to take him out, but just a word from his father would correct it. And I'm not talking about his earthly father, because his father turned him over to me as his spiritual father. That connection would give him a steady step of how to keep moving and what to do and what not to do. It's so important. And there's others, but I just use Forb as an example. The third thing under the honor for the apostolic souls is, well, let me go back to the first one. Recognize as the apostolic soul, that term, the Holy Spirit is pulling me back, that term is foreign to us. Probably foreign to every one of y'all on the phone. I know some of y'all said you was an apostle, but I don't believe you. because you don't have enough evidence. Now, God might be going to call you as an apostle later, but right now, I don't see no evidence in none of y'all about no apostle. So let's get that straight this morning. The further I get deeper, the further I submit to this apostle over me, the further I submit, the further I see we don't know nothing. We just talking, we just grab a towel out of the air. And the man told me in Barbados, the animal is 26 miles long, the island, and they got 26 apostles. Boy, God ain't doing that, man. Come on. All right, so now, number three, we all need someone the Holy Spirit have set over us who has this responsibility toward us. And it points out in Matthew 24, verses 45 through 47, give us a glimpse of what this responsibility is. But you know, responsibility call for accountability. A person can't be responsible for you if you're not going to be accountable for yourself. Hello? See, and that's why we can't permit Satan to give us all these little dragnet lies, making excuses. We need to push, pull, press, whatever, swing. Whatever you have to do to get to the plate is so important. It's so important. And then again, this is so powerful, it would look like you honoring and following a man. That's what you're supposed to do. That's the way it's set up. We know God is our major source, but God has, for lack of a better word, I hate to use this term, downlines that he used in order to get himself in the earth's realm in what he's called us to do. Now, let me go back to it. Wow, Lord, I don't know why. If you're going to tell me you're an apostle or prophet, the next word come out of my mouth is P-R-O-O-F. All right? That's going to be my next word. Show me you're an apostle. Show me, prove it, that you're a prophet. Show me how many churches you've helped and how many things you have done in the spirit world to call you that. See, we got to be real about this. You know, we can't have all a bunch of chief and no Indian. We got to fight this war right. And so the Lord, now let me read that scripture. Oh my, Matthew 24, 45. Who then is the faithful and sensible slave whom his master put in charge of his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master finds so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will put him in charge of all his possession. So it's just important that we stay in line. There's a line up here. Number five, who is this primary apostolic source that God has set for us? I want you to answer that question. Who is this primary apostolic soul that God has set for us? If you can't answer that question, you are in the wrong organization. You need to pack your bags, shake our hand, and say thank you for these few moments of association. Because we're not just associating, we're going forward and producing some things that God wants us to produce. So now let me give you seven descriptions of this apostolic source. And it begins with one of my favorite scriptures in the world, Matthew 4:4. Man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. That's the Magna Charta of my ministry. I believe that. Number one, in the description of an apostolic source, if you can find out who's your apostolic source, one who provides the preceding word of the season. This will become the food we need for the now. In that apostolic source, anointing, impartation, the word is always in that soul's mouth for your next move. Now, this is God's way of doing it. Yes, you're going to hear from God. I understand that. And yes, anything that is genuinely set up right going to look like dictatorship. That's the way God operates. That's the way God functions. If you would see it properly, you will see is a description of how God protects and provides. When Moses was talking to Joshua, when Paul was talking to Timothy, and Paul said, John Mark's not going with us no more. Paul must have given some instruction, and John Mark reneged on it. Paul said, he ain't ready for what I'm doing. I ain't got time for this. He won't be. He not hooked to me, to my apostolic souls. And he's just baggage. And Paul told Barnabas he's not going. He's Barnabas' nephew. Paul finally said, well, look, Barnabas, you can go with him because he ain't going with me. I'm taking Silas with me now. And later on, he brought in John Mark because he came back with the right attitude that you the apostle and you the apostolic souls, and I'll take instruction now. Make a note of that. Your word for a season. I think I could go back to Forbes again and Randolph, and I quote others, but they knew that they got their word. Now, sometimes their word didn't follow the word completely, but they saw the result. But because they were fully connected, that's not the problem. Then because they were fully connected, they never went under. They knew what to do to align themselves back up under the protection and keep flowing. Hallelujah, that's so important. Number two, under this apostolic soul, one who provide importation and the dimension of the Spirit. Importation and the dimension of the Spirit. Now, I've read thousands of books, and I've been thousands of places, and I may have heard this term, but it's a real strong term in my spirit now, dimensions of the Spirit, different dimension, moving in different dimension. You know, we've heard impartation, but dimension of the Spirit, and it says A and B under here, the primary souls give into our spirit the needed impartation that gives us what we cannot receive of ourselves before God. We're dealing with ranks here now. We're dealing with how God has set things up. Because just because you can preach, just because you can use an outline, doesn't mean you're going to receive everything directly from God. God is not going to skip his divine order for you. So let me read that again, because I want you to know, the primary souls give into our spirit the needed impartation that gives us what we cannot receive of ourselves before God. Now you will begin to, after we get this straight, I believe God will begin to prophesy over you more, call you out, because I had that straight in my heart with Brother Hagin, and I think he called me out 8 to 9 times. He knew I was so connected with him, I wouldn't dare be a bastard. I wouldn't dare turn my back on him. He knew that. I was afraid of him, to tell you the truth. I had a fear, a godly fear when he came around me. He stood over me all the time when he was preaching because we had such a communion in the Spirit. May God grace every member under my voice with that respect and honor and grace in your spirit, that my spirit can see when I'm around you and grace you and be able to impart to you the thing that God has deposited me in my heart for you. Because a lot of things he gonna hold back if you playing game and if you trying to do something on your own and just fronting. So we got to be clean, because he recognized, and I always tell people, you know, you're talking to people, recognize that people have spirit. You can fix it up the way you want, but that person is checking you in their spirit, and if you're not real, so that, I'm doing that all the time. You can give, you know, a man give $20,000 and come here beating on my sons and daughters. He wanted to be a show off. I called him 2 days later, 2 or 3 days later. It might have been a week later. I said, hey, man, you not no son. Yeah, but he give you $20,000. I don't care. He not no son. He don't come here beating on my sons and daughters who laboring every day. Money don't make you a son and a daughter, you know. So I corrected him. Now he want me to sign some papers on a bishop. Somebody being made a bishop. Would I come and sign his paper? Boy, I ain't signed no paper. He ain't no son of mine. He disrespectful. He dishonorable. So you see, that impartation is important. All right. One who provides impartation and the dimension of the Spirit. They carry these dimensions of God for us and implant it into us when the time is ripe. And when we, listen, And when we have become accurately connected, we got to accurately connect. We got to learn from the brothers and the sisters who know what they're doing. We can't get angry with them because they're accurately connected. I've seen that in LTMA. You can't do that. They're not sucking up on the meat. They're accurately connected. What do you think about people who travel with Paul? Don't you think you want to get close to him and wanted him to be pleased? So whatever Paul got in him for me, I want it. That's the way you got to do it. So these things are for those who are becoming accurately connected. Let's see accurately connected. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 3, verse 2. It says, if indeed we have heard of the stewardship of God's grace, which was given to me for you. I highlighted in my notes, stewardship of God's grace. There's a grace in my life. And you know, in Ephesians, all of the ministry gifts are grace gifts. There's a grace in my life. You not accidentally, you didn't stumble to become a part of LTMA. The aggressiveness for you to be on this line and overhearing some of you all when I impart, that's not normal. That's God's grace, and it's connected with the stewardship of my grace towards you, that whatever dimension you need to go in the spirit, God can give it to us. Number three, one who offers a covenant relationship of trust, integrity, and accountability. Now remember what we're talking about now. Let me go back. We're talking about the seventh dimension of an apostolic soul. Number three, one who offers a covenant relationship of trust, integrity, and accountability. I have all three. I wouldn't be where I am if I didn't. I expect the same thing out of you. I expect to be able to trust you. I expect you to have integrity, and I expect you to have accountability. If you can show me those three, I promise you, great things are going to happen. The primary souls will release the confidence to form the level of relationship with them. The primary souls will release the confidence to form this level of relationship with them. Trust, integrity, and accountability. And that's what I'm doing now. I'm releasing that so you can understand how it works. We believe the relationship is a God and ordained relationship that will lead us to our destiny. Okay? Number four, one who provides an temporary example, really what it is, lifestyle with Christ's pattern of holiness in him. The primary souls show the way of holiness and the accurate lifestyle. As Paul said, I've lived before you. You can check where you want to check. The lifestyle is there. It's by the grace of God. But I have to have it before you. Now, you know, we have all this, and I hate to go into the negative, but we have these organizations with everything, all kind of thing going. They're getting two rooms, and then I'm on one person. What that for? So all kind of stuff going on. We know about it. Some of y'all have been in these organizations, you know about it. We're not going to have none of that. I'm not going to play no game. You know, I'm not going to play no game with your wife. I'm not expecting you to play no game with my wife. I'm not expecting you to play no game with nobody's wife. I'm expecting all the men to be gentlemen and all the ladies to be ladies. We ain't got no time for this foolishness, you know, for a little flesh sex and all that stuff. We got to live with integrity, and that's what I expect out of this organization. I don't expect no husband to have no side women. I heard about one trying to have side women in the LTMA. Let me tell you something. You better straighten your behind out. I'm going to put you out. You need to treat your wife with dignity. I'm not going to have that now. I'm telling you right now. Y'all come from the old ministry where everybody playing these little games. Anybody got the time playing these games? Man, this is heaven and earth. These people's lives are in our hand. And you all on the side for a little sex. You get your sex at home. You crazy? Let's line this thing up, man. Let's be real. Let's treat our wives as the first lady and don't embarrass them with some little bastard behind us, a woman, little heifer behind us doing some things that we shouldn't be doing. Straighten your tail out. Salah. The primary soul shows the way of holiness and ain't nobody, you're ugly anyway, ain't nobody want you. The primary source shows a way of holiness and the accurate lifestyle. I'm trying to hurt your feelings, that's what I'm trying to do. Others will trust and connect with the Father when they see the fruit in the life of the son. Listen to this. Advertisement, the same thing for your church. When your son and your daughter show fruit, people are going to come to your church. But they can't show fruit till you show some fruit. And your members are going to act with you just like you act with me.
That's right.
If you act a jack, your members are going to act a jack. If you don't honor me, your members are not going to honor you. It's just like that. You're setting your own image up. You know, if you scheme it with me and making excuses, your members are going to scheme and make excuses with you. Because God has set me as an apostolic source over your ministry, and that's the way God wanted all over his churches. But, you know, we know, all of us knows, some of y'all have been around as long as me, and that is not happening. He's one who releases the revelation of the Spirit to update and upgrade those under his care. Listen to that. Update and upgrade. Now, Brother Hagin was always updating and upgrading my ministry. He still is. He's going home to glory. It's not over yet because I can hear him. I can see him because he's a part of me. He imparted himself in me. You follow what I'm saying? So our ministry needs to be updated and upgraded. And so when our apostle tell us something, we can't be talking back to him about, oh, no, the Lord told me, you lying. The Lord ain't told you nothing. If the Lord ain't going to contradict for me telling you something, and then the Lord told you something else. You know me, like members. You even had members talking about that you done corrected them. Now you're talking about, I got a word from the Lord. It's time for me to put my time up. And these 12, these MVBs, you talking about your 12, but we got some skates. We got some skates with motors on it. And if you ever tell these MVBs your time up, they're going to give you a pair of them skates and push the button. And just so you fly on, get away as quick as you can, because that's somebody who punking out, or that's somebody who had an ulterior motive who come in here. Because I know this organization, these guys, and fighting, they're fighting to keep this thing pure and have the culture of honor in it, and that everybody can be blessed from the benefit of it and not just be a little 4-H club. All right. One who releases the revelation, plural, of the Spirit to update and upgrade those under his care. I believe there are people on the phone right now can vouch for this by our connection. Now, there are some of you holding on to certain things that are holding you back. May you listen clearly when the update and the upgrade is like IBM. Who do this thing? They're doing computer.
Apple
is always upgrading. In the natural, you know, and so the Holy Ghost is always upgraded, and Apple got his order plan, who come down to what to who, and the next person do it. All right. Now this is going to knock it. It's a storm about to come now, because when you say this, and from the Apostle Jonathan, who I'm yielding to help me walk through this, he says, Here's what he says, and here's what I see so strongly. He says, number four, who is the providing example, lifestyle, which Christ's pattern of holiness in him. And then number five, he says, one who releases the revelation of the Spirit to update and upgrade those under his care. Here's what he said. He is the heavenly information highway. Oh, man, oh, no. I mean, Jesus. No, Jesus. Jesus said, if you don't hear them, I sin. You're not going to hear me.
That's what he said.
He said, he's the university of the Holy Spirit from those whom he leads. That's heavy, heavy, hanging over our organization of heads. John 15:3 said, you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. John 8:31-32 says, so Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, if you continue my word, then you are truly disciples of mine. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. John 6:63, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Number six. That was on an hour there. Number six, we've been going 40 minutes. Hold on. One who provides discipline to bring us into self-governance under God. definition of governance, establishment of policies and continuous monitoring of their proper implementation by the members of the governing body of an organization. A and B under that, the primary source is the man who bring us into maturity so that we can come into our inheritance. Oh, my. The primary source is the man who bring us into maturity. I tell you, let me be right in the middle of this thing. You probably can't find nowhere in the world going on what we're doing now. My 40 years of experience, my success, all the things I've learned, all the proof and evidence I have before you, and now I'm sitting, taking time out of my life, because I know y'all paid $80,000 an hour for me to be on this phone, to impart to you some things that I believe is revolutionary, revolutionized. So he said the primary source is the man who brings us into maturity so that we can come into our inheritance. How many of y'all want to come into your inheritance? There's a great inheritance for you. Well, my staff is raising a hand in you. Yeah, you want to come into your inheritance. And so you have to have somebody who guides you. He is the guardian and the manager who matured a child until the child become a son in righteousness. Hallelujah. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5, 6, it says, and you have forgotten the exhortation which is addressed to you as son. It says, my son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when you are reproved by him. For those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he scourges every son whom he receives. You got to be corrected sometimes. Sometimes things got to be corrected. Well, now, I recognize there are certain sons and daughters in his organization who are at different levels than other ones. They will not do anything to violate our relationship. I can call them by name, okay? But I want to be said by everyone that is on this line. So see, some of y'all got your little pet agenda you're trying to do, and when you come under this type of anointing, it's going to burn some of your pet agendas down. And it's doing it for you to get your inheritance. You see, I know you got your calling, and I know God have helped you to a certain extent, but I don't be none of y'all blowing the water completely out the ocean, because I know I'm not. So we need to understand why we're doing this and why. Number seven, and I think I'm going to have to start with number seven and start imparting to you the rest of it, the other three at different times, because, I mean, we've been on the line a good while. One who is constantly pioneering new pathways in the Spirit. See, that apostolic source, he's constantly pioneering new pathway in the Spirit. And, you know, if you follow my meeting, we were in Barbados, and I had a lot of my sons, all the 12 be there. And then my daughters, and some of my daughters was there. And they know that, yeah, I may use the same text and use the same subject, but God is pioneering new things, new pathway in the Spirit all the time. That's why we try to ask you to make every meeting available. The internet all right, but in the atmosphere that we are being in, we was in Brazil, we was in Guatemala, New Chicago, different places we go, Texas, you know, there's different atmosphere, and you need to be there. So this new pathway, let me give you four or five things, new pathway, and I think we're going to close, and we'll take up, ooh, we got one thing on that, but let's see. Oh, Jesus, this last one, man, wow. Oh, Jesus, another page. Oh, Jesus, another page. Oh, Jesus, get your lunch. No, I'm just kidding. All right. One who continuously pioneering new pathway. Know that word, pioneering new pathway in the Spirit. Notice the word continuously. You pioneer. Okay, those words are very important. The primary source is the man who's always breaking limitation and lack. Always breaking limitation and lack. You know, Jeremiah 33:9 is such a powerful verse, and then Deuteronomy 28, they're so powerful verses. And then Abraham, Genesis 13:2, where God given a record of Abraham was very rich and silver and gold. But you all have seen me as your apostle break limitation within my limitation. In other words, I'm so limited, but God breaks so many limitations through me. I use David again. David, know one time David was mimicking me because I talked country, you know, and I turned to him and looked at him and said, don't you do that no more. Don't ever make fun at me or a joke, because you're going to miss your blessing. And he just cowered back down. See, David's an educator. He's smart. He's sharp. He came from that family. I didn't. I don't pay no attention to it. I'm just moving in the spirit. So you can't make mockery and make mockery of the apostle. You know, you can't play around. And, you know, don't do that. I don't play with you. I ain't got time to be playing with you, because I'm trying to get something to you. The primary souls is the man who always breaking limitation and lack. Breaking through not only for his generation, but also for the next. You notice how I am about your children. Some of your children I haven't met yet, but some of them boys can speak like Philip and Ron and all of them, and Dan and David, how I am on them about their children. See, the closer you get, the more personal I'll become. I remember a man was naming his daughter Raphael, his son Raphael. I said, may I talk with you, please? I said, don't name that boy that. Him and his wife said, that's the thing we got. I said, okay. So now he at school. Hello, Raphael. How did it work for you? See, sometimes we do some crazy things. I hope none of your children named Raphael, but I couldn't work with that. All right. So we're not breaking through for only this generation, we're breaking through for the next generation. So we got to get the legacy set right. That's what I'm trying to do for my boys, my daughter, and my son-in-law and daughter-in-law and grandchildren. Set the legacy right that they'll have a step in that wouldn't cause division and confusion among them about who is who. They'll all keep in the same flow that God has set in the ministry. And my wife and I are working on that. We're constantly working on that. He is continually maturing in stature, providing strong leadership so others can cross over to take over. Come on now. See? So there are some of your children, I can prophesy to you right now, there are some of your children who have left the ministry, and you think they're gone, but they're going to come back. But they got to come back corrected. They left because they wasn't in correction. And you have to let them feel it, keep your hand off them, and let them be prodigal until they came back. Blessing-wise, I haven't had none of my children just say, I give up in the ministry and walk up. I thank God for it. So something must be going on. Are you following me? Because my children have death about them for this ministry. And then the people they marry come in and have the same attitude. It's just a grace that I have in place in my life that I can pass on to your children and your grandchildren. That's what it's all about. These new pathways in the spirit. Just a few more moments. Those in LTMA, as well as those who have caught the spirit of the house, must settle in their heart once and for all who their primary souls are. Now you know, don't call God out on me. Don't call Jesus out on me. Don't call the Holy Spirit out on me. Don't call the Word of God out on me. I know that's been our problem. That's why we can't operate in this grace, because we're so deep in the spirit. Come out a little bit. Come out a bit. Don't you know I know that God is everything? Huh? You've heard me preach that. Don't you know I know Jesus died on the cross? Don't you know I know the Holy Spirit is the executive of all spiritual things? But we're all right with them. But we got to come to understand, when God puts somebody over us down here on this earth, that God said, if you can't believe the one I put on that boy was in hell, he was crying, talking about, I want to get out. God said, you didn't believe the man. You ain't going to believe nobody I send you. So when I say this about this apostolic souls and the apostle who over me is feeding me this, but it agree with my spirit. It's just nobody bold enough to say it. most people don't have a life to save. But we got a glorious relationship, so you must settle in your heart once and for all who is their primary souls is. 1 Corinthians 4:15. For though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have you not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. See, well, you ain't begotten me. Let's hit the high one. Let's hit the high one. I'm going to close with this high one. Now I'll pick up this. Let's hit the high one. Now, here the apostle go. Yeah, you got your life jacket on? Everybody put their life jacket on. Everybody buckle your seatbelt, because we're about to have a great conclusion. You don't have no business having no sons that are not under me. Your son's supposed to be connected with me. I hear y'all talk about, I got sons. That's a separatist spirit that you're trying to have your sons and you be my son. All sons so supposed to be submitted to the apostle. This is a new dimension, but you need to look into that and hear what the Spirit of God is saying about it. Because why have those under you suffer and receive slower when they can be receiving along with you at this given time? There are those who keep drinking from everywhere because they have not found their own Father. Our Father's well will sustain us and keep us fruitful in the land. Oh, Lord. Spirit of God said, listen, it's a money deal. It's a money deal. Money holds us back from manifestation. With this connection, you know, my apostle, my apostle of finances, you're going to have all the money you need. We just got to make connection. Get them boys in school. Get them who so-called sons in school. David was graceful enough. He was over Bishop Dan. He was graceful enough. I asked him, could I put him under the MVB because the Lord had laid it in my heart. I talked to David Fall first. He said yes. He's going with a transition that I never seen before. But he's flowing with it. He's flowing with it because he know the benefits it have in his life and he know the benefit that it's having in Dan's life. They have been friends for a long time. They are primary example of doing the right thing, man. He did the right thing. I mean, tears come to my, because you just got to do the right thing, man. Do the right thing for people. Poor David would have held Dan back and said, oh, no, he can't come. He can't come. He knew that Dan was going to step off in some areas he hadn't been in before in connecting with me. But Dr. Fobb, take it gracefully like a man of God, so God bless his life for it. Don't hold on to them four little snaggletooth guys you got under you and keep them with no teeth. Let's get them some teeth in their mouth. And let's get this thing a flowing like it should flow. The money going to be there. Don't worry about no money. I don't want your money. I don't want your son's money. I don't want your member. But I just want the organization to recognize how it should go. Father, we need plenty of grace here because you're taking us in a transitional period that we have never seen before. But I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful and I'm searching an anointing that I've never seen before. You got me out in an anointing that I've never been in before. I see this anointing, and I see the results from it. And I'm just thanking you through these lines now, through my sons and daughters, wherever they may be in their college, home, the church, wherever they be in office, right now the reality of the revelation will take place in their spirit and that their life will never be the same again. I thank you for LTMA. I thank you as we are setting the groundwork for to break dimensions in the spirit and set legacy for our children and grandchildren, the generation that's behind us, and touch the nation. You're sending us to the nation. We thank you. We pray for the nation. We pray for all men to be saved everywhere. We pray for increase in the heart of every person under the sound of my voice, increase in their lives, increase in their ministry, increase, Lord, in their families. And I call all their children back. Whatever child is not acting right, make it miserable for them. Make it so miserable that they had to go to the hog pen and the man won't even give them a slop. Break them down where they'll recognize how blessed they've been and come to their revelation of their senses, of their relationship, to have respect for their parent and help them work their ministry. Thank you for the talents and gifts that have submitted themselves to this apostolic soul she has placed in me. It's humbling, Father, for these great men and women of God who can preach your gospel, been passionate for a long time, who have built ministry from the ground, that they have seen fit to yield to your spirit, that I may be a father to them. I bless them today. And whatever they stand in need of right now, I release my anointing to come in agreement with their need and let them see a quick work. You the God of miracles, and we expect miracles every day. We thank you for what you already have done for us, the relationship you have brought us together, and each one of us men and women on this line can talk about what our relationship have brought to pass in our lives, but we haven't seen nothing yet. Thank you, we'll be able to discern men and women who come ring the doorbell of LTMA with a disguise on as if they won't get in and break rank, that we'll be able to discern and not let them in. And thank you that I ask you to expose, reveal, remove, replace anyone that's not right in LTMA. I thank you right now. And those who are ready to go, and Lord, I spoke a word about holiness and sanctification, about sex sin that we should not have in our lives. We want LTMA to be clean and wholesome, where we can bring our children and our grandchildren, our wives, not playing no game with respect and honor for the females, and respect and honor for our single women that are in LTMA, that they can have us as a father and a big brother, but we'll never play no game. I thank you and I praise you for this hour in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Good.
Would you all guests have been muted? You will now rejoin the meeting, your line, by pressing *6.
Powerful morning. We're going to go ahead and take our time to do the roll call. I will start with the MVBs. MVBs.